This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Jason Bond, weed scientist for Mississippi State University. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Right now we know we have the problem in Washington County, which is in west central Mississippi, right along the Mississippi River. We highly suspect that we have it in Bolivar County and Sunflower County, which are the counties that border Washington County on the north and on the east. More than likely we have it in other counties also, but right now when we're asked, we're saying we have the problem on anywhere from 10 to 30,000 acres, with the majority of that being in Washington County.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Italian ryegrass does make a tremendous amount of seed. The seed are heavy, so they don't tend to spread very far on their own, but then they move readily with human activity. So on equipment, things like that, that's where it's going to tend to move the most. But as far as how rapidly the resistance problem can spread, we don't understand that at this point, and that's where we're going to be focusing more efforts on in the future.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Our recommendation is to use residual herbicides applied in the fall. So Dual and Command are two that have been very effective. But then the question comes up, a grower puts out his burn down in February, for instance, say glyphosate plus 2,4-D. Well, now he has ryegrass that hasn't died. He didn't have a resistance problem in the past. So that's where there's some unanswered questions there. We know we can knock it down at that point with Gramoxone, Select Max, and combinations of those, but then we have a lot of residue that's left on the soil surface when we go to plant our crop.